If you have your Bible, turn to Joshua chapter number 6. Amen. Joshua chapter number 6, verse number 1. And the Bible says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. That this shalt thou do 6 days. And the chief priest, and seven priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram horns. And the 7th day they shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of a ram's horn passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priest that blew with the trumpets. And the rear reward came after the ark, and the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then ye shall shout. And so the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And the seven priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rear reward came after the ark of the Lord, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpet. And the 2nd day they compassed the city and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you this city, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab and the harlot shall live, and she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel curse and trouble it. But all the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both men and women, young and old, ox and sheep, as with the edge of the sword. I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on walking circles around Jericho. Walking circles around Jericho. As we look at this and we can see the situation. Now the children of Israel is getting ready to go into the promised land. And as they crossed Jordan, which they crossed over, and the first obstacle in their face is this city called Jericho. They come out on the other side right at Jericho. Amen. Listen, what happens sometimes is obstacles beset us. And it'll never fail, amen, when you get saved, when you decide, you know, God, I've had enough of this old world. I've had enough of trying to live this world all by myself. You realize that you're an old sinner and you need some help. And the only one can help you is Jesus. And you cross over, praise God, and receive Him. And the first thing you do is come up against an obstacle. Amen. It's like the old devil in the world will put a wall before you that you have to try to get over. Amen. You'll see impossible situations. Amen. Praise God. You'll see impenetrable walls that seem like they're impossible to get through. You'll see overwhelming things, odds that'll come against you, praise God. And we all face those today, every one of us. Now, I know you may be out and you think, well, you know, I'm the only one that has to go through these things. No, we all do. Every one of us face the same kind of obstacles, the same kinds of odds, praise God, in this world. And but the question is, how are we going to deal with that? Why are we trying to deal with that all by ourselves? You don't have to. Amen? Why are we trying to deal with all this stuff all alone? The answer that we give to that question will make all the difference in the world. Amen? The answer, why are we trying to deal with all the stuff that we deal with all by ourselves? I just want to say on the authority of the Word of God, what I know, come next month, if I make it October 18th next month, I'll be 62 years old. And I've come to realize that I can't take care of none of this stuff by myself. Now, I try to, but hey, us men, now we got this, right? Hey, come on now, men. We got this. Now, there ain't nothing. We're just taking, we're head on, praise God, we'll take care of it. Amen? We'll tell the wife, don't worry about it. Amen? You know what happens when you tell that lady in life, she begins to fret and worry. Amen? Because she says, here he goes again. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad. Well, how we answer that question, is it depends on what we're going to end up with. See, they were getting ready to go in. They're making preparations. And they begin to ask themselves, praise God, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, that's a great city. And it was surrounded. The Bible says that Jericho was straightly shut up. Now, they had heard about the children of Israel. They had heard about how God was blessed. They had heard about how God had dried up Jordan and how they was able to walk across dry shod. Amen? They heard about how people had come out of Egypt and how God Almighty had dried up the Red Sea and had come across the Red Sea dry shod. That throwed them a curve. But when he dried up Jordan, amen, they come across Jordan dry shod. These people were tore up. Amen? They said, hey, there's no stopping this gang of people. Amen. 1 million, 2 million people, whatever it was that come out of Egypt. These different numbers. Of course, they had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And all the men of war had done died off. God saw to that because you know the story. They had done rejected the promise that he offered to them. I want to say today, don't reject the promise that God's offering to you today. It may not be available tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Don't reject the promise God made to you today. Praise God. Go ahead and get in. Just take what God's get you. Believe, trust in Him, and let Him minister to your heart. So they come up against those walls of Jericho. Amen. And those walls of Jericho are still standing there, praise God, today. They're looming and large, just as large as they've ever been. Amen. You said, no, preacher, no, those walls fell down. The walls fell down. I want to talk about the walls that we face today. The walls of Jericho we face. They're still as ominous as they've ever been. They're just made out of mortar and, made out of mortar and clay and stone and rock. But praise God, those walls are still standing there. They're just as prevalent as they've always been. Amen. But thank God we still got the same God that we've always had. Amen. Glory to God. We've still got that same God that we've always had. But those walls that's there stand in the way of victory. Amen. Those walls of Jericho were standing in the way of victory for the people of God. Just like they stand in the way today. They're blocking, praise God, blocking us from entering into that full joy of the Lord. Full joy that God has plans for our lives. Amen. Those walls of Jericho, those walls, praise God, those insurpassable walls that's there in the lives and the hearts of our people. Me and you. Amen. Every one of us got walls that we gotta try to tear down and get around and get over. Amen. They're all there. They're blocking our entrance into that eternal joy that God wants for us. The full joy of the Lord. Amen. You get the full joy of the Lord. Praise God. There's a peace. There's a deep, settled peace that comes into you that it's out of this world. You can't explain it. The things come up and different things, praise God, they don't so easy to beset you anymore. Because you realize, praise God, that they somebody taking care of some things for you. Amen? Somebody that's of a higher authority than me and you. Now, you have a young man, a young lady in this world today, and they love the Lord Jesus Christ. They've confessed Him as their Lord and their Savior. Amen? They confess that they're old sinners to begin with. And they received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But there's still those walls. When they begin to seek to walk in the way of God. God's way. Amen? I wonder today if we think about it, how many of us are really truly seeking to walk God's way. Amen? How many of us, how many of you are seeking to walk God's way? Are being willing to be led of God in the way that He'd have us to go. Amen? But we're facing those walls of Jericho. Those walls is constantly before us. Amen? And they're stopping us from going through. Amen? These walls there that are praise God, and we get hidden in the addictions and the things that we caught up in this world. And that's so easy to beset us. And we get sidetracked by them. Amen? You see these youngins, men and boys, girls and boys in this world that get so easily beset. And they're trying, praise God, they're trying many, many times that we've committed to repenting and stopping the things that we do and trying to go in the right direction. Amen? How many times have you made those New Year's resolutions? You know what? I just don't feel right about that. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to go in a different direction. And it doesn't seem to play out. How many hundreds of times, amen, not just one or two, but how many hundreds of times have we made those same resolutions? How many times have we tried to recommit to the things that we think we know that we need to do? To get away from those things that would be easily to beset us. Amen? But the Bible tells us if we'll work hand in hand with that higher power, amen, that there is a higher power, which is God Almighty. And it's to break down that wall, to tear down those walls, praise God, that's in front of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The things that would help us to tear them down. But we tried and we tried and we commit. But guess what? That wall's still there. Those walls are still there. Just about time you think you got it, that you've overcome that, and then you come to yourself and there's that wall right in front of you again. Hey, nowadays it's just one click away. Amen? I said it's just one click away. Well, devil's in this day and hour that we live, he's put temptation all around us. Amen. We got to be careful because the devil is out to devour us and to tear us up. Amen. Praise God. And there's some reason, even though we've tried to make a commitment, we can't seem to find victory. It escapes us. Amen. We can't experience that promised land living like we should. You know, being a child, having victory in Jesus like we say. It just seems like victory is just out of our reach. Why is that? The walls are coming down. Amen. The walls need to be pulled down. Praise God. The walls take many shapes and forms this morning. Amen. Those walls that we face, your Jericho walls, walk in circles around them walls trying to figure out how to get through them impenetrable walls. That said Jericho said there was none going in and there was none coming out. Amen. No way to get in, no way to get out. But God said He'd make a way. But they come in many, many forms. Them walls come in forms of addictions. The walls come in forms of fear. The walls come in form of loneliness. Amen? Amen. Anybody ever know any of those? Amen? The walls come in forms of materialism. You know, those worldly things that just get in the way. So, well, preacher, I'd like to help. I'd like to, you know, help with the church and things, and I'd like to be a witness. But, you know, I've just got so many things. Yeah, we do. And God has blessed us with so many things. Praise be to God. But the materialism of this world, the rage and anger that seems to be prevalent in the world today. We see it everywhere we look. It's just an anger that's overshadowing us and our people. It's just seems that we can't get around. And we're working, circling, trying to get around, trying to get past those walls of all these things that's going on. Jealousy. Amen. It's a wall, praise God, a partition, a wall that separates us from the goodness of God. Pride rises up. It keeps us from getting in. Amen. It's a big obstacle today. Pride is one thing. Pride has sent more people to hell than probably any other thing. Amen. Holy Ghost of God convict your heart, shows you that you're an old sinner needing of a Savior. You know it because, not only because you've been to church, because the Bible tells you, because mom and daddy's told you. Amen? Because mama and papa's lived a good gracious, a good godly life for you. They've showed you. And you know what you need to do, praise God. We don't because pride holds us back. That wall, it's there. Amen? We can't overcome it. Can't get around it. Can't get over it. Amen? A wall of insecurity. Amen? Don't have that confidence. Praise God. You don't have that confidence to overcome, to tear down that wall. It's still right there. And let me just tell you another one. I thought about this one. I added to this one. A grumbling spirit. Amen? A grumbling spirit. It's a wall, praise God, that you'll never get down. It's a wall that you'll never get around. It's a wall you'll never get over. An old grumbling spirit. An old cantankerous spirit. Amen? Makes you wonder if both folks have even been saved. You know, they complain about everything. Heard a fella say the other day, he told a lady, I believe you'd complain if your ice cream was cold. Amen. So he told her, I believe you'd complain if your ice cream was cold. Looking for an opportunity to grumble and complain. Amen. It's one of those walls, praise God, that need to be torn down. Praise God. Old saying, if you can't say something nice, just don't say nothing at all. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we can't get around over them walls, praise God, all by ourselves. We need help to do that. To conquer those walls, praise God. We can walk and circle, praise God, around Jericho from now to doomsday, praise God, which will come. But praise God, we need somebody to help us. To circumcise their power, praise God, into this thing. To make a difference in our life. Amen. And that victory comes in a close partnership with God Almighty. I said it comes in a close partnership with God Almighty. If you look at Joshua chapter number 5, right before the one I read in your hearing this morning, verse number 13. Now this is, they're there, they're at Jericho, they're getting ready. There's that wall. That great walled city. It said it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. Sounds like a man ready to do battle. In such a way that Joshua, he began to wonder about it. Listen to what he asked. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Amen. So are you for us or are you for them? In other words, he said, hey, whose side are you on? Listen to what he says. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, now watch this, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And watch this, and Joshua did it. Amen. So we see Joshua, praise God, he's there, he's praying, he's looking to get over, but he needs something. So he's offered a partnership with God Almighty. He's offered a partnership with the Lord of hosts, praise God. The Lord of heavenly armies, praise God, has offered to lend him his capacity, praise God, to make these things happen, praise God. Every battle, praise God, every battle we face, listen, is a spiritual battle. Amen? Do you hear what I said? Every battle that you and I face are a spiritual battle, and we cannot win them without the Lord. We have to have Him on our side. Everything that, every contest that we face is a contest with Satan and the forces of hell. Amen. Now if you get that, just if you don't remember anything I said, remember that today. Our contest is with the officers of hell. And we need somebody, praise God, that can help us. Amen. Every conflict we face, every contest is against the devil and the forces of evil. The devil and the forces of evil, they are more prevalent in this world we live in today as they've ever been. Amen. And we've got to have people, we've got to have you and I that'll stand up for those forces, and we can't do it by ourselves. The question again, how are you going to stand up? When will you try to do it alone, all by yourself? Amen. Let me ask you a question. How's that working out for you? Amen. How's that adding to your success today? You're like most of us. You've fallen flat on your face and you need some help. Amen. The forces of evil. They tell us that there was a young man that stood up and began to realize, was raised up. Thank God he's raised up in a godly family, began to realize that there was a good God of heaven, was a good God, and the Lord Jesus Christ was his name, and that he could help him, he could minister to him, and he got a burden on his heart to tell the world about Jesus. Amen? And they tell us at a young age of 18 years old that a man named Charlie Kirk began to have a vision. Just a young man. And he began to put the word out, and he began to try to tell people the truth. Try to tell them about Jesus Christ. Try to tear down those walls. Try to tear down that wall of Jericho. Try to knock it to the ground so that people could have a clear way to get to Jesus. He began to proclaim those things. Now, he didn't have an easy path. But he had real enemies just like you and I. Amen? He had real enemies. He had real threats. He said he had death threats on him from the time he started out, praise God, through his life. And then he was taken out the other day at the age of 31 years old. Never gave up on telling folks the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, trying to encourage them, amen, to get saved and know Jesus. That he was that way, he was that different. To forget about the things, praise God, that this world trying to drum down in our heads and put down into our souls and take what the truth has to say. He began to build relationships on truth. Amen. Temptations was there. Amen. Temptation wanted him to quit. Amen. Trials would cause him to give up, to throw in the towel. But he never quit. He never quit. Because he said, I want people to know the truth. And they said, Charlie, what would you want people to remember about you? Amen. He said, what would you want? He said, to remember. He said, remember about me? He said, what would I want them to remember about me? He said, I want them to remember. I want to be remembered for the courage I had, for the faith. The courage for the faith. Not courage in faith. He said the courage for the faith. Amen. To take it out there and just keep taking it. And no matter what happens, praise God, to keep going. And he'd set up little booths and the little banner at the top would say, prove me wrong. Amen. And he just took the Bible, the Word of God, and began to spout upon it. And when they brought up their wild and accusations, he said, well, this is what God says. Amen. And he put it out there for them to see. And he made a tremendous difference. Turning Point USA become one of the greatest things in the United States. It's reaching out and touching children and young people in high schools and in colleges all over this country. And the devil thinks that they can stop it. They can throw up that wall. They can build that Jericho. That nothing can get through, but I want to say glory be to God. God Almighty, with the help of the Lord, praise God, can penetrate those unpenetrable walls. Amen. They said, I forget they had I forget how many organizations they had, and said over the last week it's doubled. Amen. It went from 9,000 to 18,000. Praise God. People in Europe and Britain, different places are starting their own. Young people is raising up and said, you can't do it. He wasn't hurting nobody. Said he was trying to tell us the truth, but we just didn't want to listen. Amen. But if we'll listen, God's speaking to our heart, but we got to have help. We can't do it by ourselves. Charlie couldn't do it by himself. Amen. He needed help. Praise God. Amen. He entered into battle. He entered into the battle side by side with God Almighty. Look back at Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1, for the cross over Jordan, Jesus, God said to this. In Joshua chapter number 1, verse number 5, He said, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." You know we have the same promise from God. I said, did you know we have the same promise of God? He said, "I'll not fail you or forsake you." God said, "I'll be there with you." He said, "One day I'll call you home to be with me where I am." That's ultimate. That's an ultimate win for me and you. But he said this, he said, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Amen. He said, "So I'm going to give you this land." He said, "I made you a promise. I'm going to keep my promise." God's keeping His promise today. Praise God. He's keeping His promise. Amen. The question's not, will you overcome? Amen. With the help of the Lord. But it's when will you overcome? When will we overcome this world and the people and the things that's in it, praise God, and God get glory out of our lives? Amen. There's all kinds of obstacles out there. Amen. There's all kinds of many, many walls, types and forms. But God Almighty is the way to inherit those the promises of God. Amen. You don't have to live out your circumstances, praise God. You don't have to. You can live for your inheritance in the Lord God of heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's the one that makes that difference. Amen. It goes on in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 10. He said, "Then Joshua commanded the officers and the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen, the Lord done spoke to me. He's done made us a promise." He said, "We're getting ready to go into the promised land." Amen. Glory to God. He said, "Start gearing up and getting ready." He said, "We're going home." Praise God. We're going to cross over in that place that's been promised to us. Bless His holy name. God did that. Amen. But we see God begin to minister to them. And Joshua begins to get things together. And in a verse in our text that we read into you today, Joshua, in chapter number 6, God does it again. See, the amazing thing about God, He don't only do it one time, but God does it again and again and over and over. He's the same God yesterday and forever, and He never changes. He's constantly taking us and using us and moving us ahead for His glory. Amen. So what did they do? Bible said in Joshua chapter 6, verse number 6, He sent Joshua, the son of Nun. Now God done told him, praise God, that He said, "Hey, so I'm going to make it where you're just going to go straight on in." Told him how they'd do it. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets, ram horns, before the Ark of God." Now the Ark of God is a type of the presence of God, amen? That Ark is always a type of the very presence of God. I wouldn't want to go nowhere without the presence of God, would you? Amen. I want Him with me. I've heard people say, "Well, I wish God just leave me alone." If He does, you're a dead man. You ain't got enough sense to take next breath by yourself without Him. Amen. Another heartbeat without Him. Amen. And He said unto the people, "Pass on, compass city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord." I want you to notice something here. When this man appeared on the other side of Jordan, And he stood there with his sword in his hand. And Joshua approached to him. He said, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" And he began telling him, "Nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come?" Man, Joshua fell down, he worshiped, he realized who he was. But when he said, he said, "Gather up the priests, the leaders, and the military, and get ready." Amen. And he begins to share God's plan with the people. See, that's what Charlie Kirk was doing. He was sharing God's plan with the people. When people realize God's plan, how wonderful God's plan is, how much better God's plan is than our plan, it's a whole lot easier to get on the same page. Amen. We've got a plan from God, praise God. It's a far greater plan than any plan we could conceive in our own mind. So he calls them together and gets together. He said unto people, "Pass on and compass the city." But now watch this. "And let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord." Now I thought, well, boy, praise God. So you got the priest with trumpet, you got the militia there, you got the armed people there. But he said, "Let him that is armed pass on before." He was talking about that armed militia. He was talking about that man that come over and said, "I come over to help you." He had his sword drawn. He said, "I'm ready to go to battle for you, praise God." He said, "You just set it order. Just tell the people what we need to do and just follow me." Praise God. I want to say, youngins, today, we need to forget about all that we can do and remember what he's already did. He won the battle. He won the fight. He defeated death, praise God, on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He's there with his sword up. He said, "Let him," glory to God. You talk about a leader that had smarts. Amen. Just say, "Hey, you just set yourself in order the way God said to," and said, "He'll lead us around and he'll lead us in." Amen. He said, "You see those great walls there?" He said, "When God is finished," he said, "they'll fall down flat." He said, "Wherever you're at, just go straight on in." Amen. God made it possible through the Lord Jesus Christ that when this thing's all said and done, we can go straight on in to the throne room of grace. Praise God. He said, "Come boldly before the throne of grace that you might receive strength." Praise God. We can go straight in. Amen. Because of he that's promised to do the battle for us. Joshua said, "Let him go first. Let him go before us." Who's going before you today? Amen. Who's going in front of you today? So, "Well, preacher, I'm doing my best to just push forward." Yeah. Maybe you ought to just stop and drop. Like the old saying, when at the fire, you tell, stop, drop, and roll. Amen. Stop, drop, just roll over and say, "Lord God, here I am. I need some help. Lord, if you do like you did old Joshua, just send him that, let him, praise God, that he's armed, pass on before the ark of the Lord." Amen. Let him, praise God, that has the power. Let him that has the might. Let him that's able, praise God, to defeat our enemies, go before us. Praise God. Let the Lord take charge. Amen. Praise God. That'll lead us out. Lead us into our inheritance, praise God. Out of our circumstance and into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Walk in circles around Jericho and never finding a way to get in. But God says, "You just walk around. Do what I tell you." Praise God. He said, "When a trumpet sounds, amen, just shout." And listen, one of these days, a trumpet's going to sound. Boy, glory to God. He said, "There's going to be a shout." And said, the people of God's going to go out of here. Amen. Glory. Okay, won't that be something? We'll be bogged down in this old adversary called life. Praise God, on that glorious day when the Lord calls us home. Amen. It may be by the grave. It may be by the rapture. But praise God, we'll go out of here to be with Him. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Be no chance to make a decision then. We need to just be ready. Following Him who's armed. Praise God. Who knows the fight? Who's won the battle? Many, many, many times he's come out victorious. And he can do it again in your life and mine if we'll call upon him. I want to tell you, listen to me. Every one of us have got situations. We've got family members. We've got sick folk. We've got hurt folk. We've got dying folk all around us today. In every situation. Those walls of Jericho, they're there. They're prominent. But praise God, I won't say there's a God of heaven today that can help us to get past those walls. Praise God, with the help of that one, it's armed and bring us into that glorious city. Praise God, where He can give us the help and encouragement and the strength that we need for the journey that we face. It's a long and a difficult journey. But God Almighty, His grace is sufficient for every need. Amen? Praise God. Every level of our inheritance requires a disinheritance of the devil. Amen? Every level of our inheritance requires a disinheritance of the devil. The devil has to move out so that we can move in. Amen? Got to get rid of that bad influence that's prevalent. Amen. Got to tear down those walls of insecurity and all these other things that we mentioned in your hearing so that God can get in. Push that devil out. Push your flesh out. Your flesh is a deceiver. Amen. It'll say, well, don't listen to him. You ain't that bad. But the Holy Spirit whispers in the other and says, yeah, but you're not that good either. Amen? I don't know about you, but I know how I am. I know what I'm apt to do. I mean, I've got my walls of Jericho, praise God, but I'm trusting Him that comes armed, praise God, to help me. I'm gonna line up like He says to line up. I'm gonna march when He says to march. I'm gonna move forward, praise God, when He says to go forward. Hey, and there'll be adversary there. Charlie Kirk, the other day when he pulled up over there in Utah, set up his little booth, and he was talking about it. Never anticipated in a moment that somebody was there 200 yards away would take a shot at him. Some fiendish devil, amen, that just hated God and godliness and everything that God and God's people stand for. We're going into a day and an era. It's a new time that we're living in. Amen. We may be persecuted for our faith, but our faith needs to be more prevalent than it's ever been. It's time to get in, young'uns. It's time to believe God. It's time to trust Him, praise God, who's armed, who said He'll go before us in the presence of the Lord. Amen. With power and might. To keep telling the tale. To keep pressing on. To keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. We need more people like Charlie. Amen. Brother Kirk, we need more people like him that'll stand up and tell the truth. In order to tell the truth, we've got to know the truth. The Bible said the truth will make you free. And when you're free in him, you're free indeed. To share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the lost and the dying world, because we all need him. We can't make it without him. Amen. We may think we are, but we're not. You're not. I'm not. Every one of us need the Lord today. We need Him as our own personal Savior. We need Him to go before us and to help us. We need Him to show us the way. And in case you didn't notice, the Bible said He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh Father but by Him. We put our faith and trust in the One that died for us on the cross of Calvary, that shed His blood for us because we're His old sinners. He made the ultimate sacrifice. He that knew no sin became sin so that we could be saved. Amen. Praise God. Walking circles around Jericho today. What does your Jericho look like? How high is your walls? Amen. How many times have you tried to tear them down? How many times have you tried to get over them? And it just don't seem to work. We need that one, praise God, that's there for us. The ones that helps, the one that said if we'll just follow him, do what he says. Joshua got them together. He said, listen, people, this is what we're going to do. This is going to be our plan. You know what they probably thought? When Joshua told them, now what we're going to do, going to take priests with 7 trumpets. We're going to blow trumpets. We're going to walk around Jericho and then we'll come back to camp. And we're going to do that for 6 days. And then on the 7th day, we're going to walk around it 7 times. And during this whole process, we're not going to say a word. People say, yeah, Joshua, they're going to be terrified of us walking around like a bunch of dumb mutes. That's going to tear. Oh, they're going to be scared. Amen. Hello? Hey, it may have not been conventional warfare, but it's what God told them to do. It may have been some weird instructions to follow. Seemed like that to their flesh, but it's what God said to do. And said, hey, we just do what He said, and He's going to give us victory. You may be here today and it seems like what you're hearing is like weird and strange instructions. Amen. Your life is in turmoil. You have all kind of issues. You go through a lot of tissues. Amen. It causes you issues. And you don't know what to do. Because we're trying to do it by ourselves. But He said, what we need to do is just stop back up and say, Lord, I need some help. Lord, I'm just an old sinner. I've been trying to do everything by myself. And Lord, I just can't do it. It's not working out. And Lord, I need You to help me. Amen. May seem like a some strange instruction going on here to the people. They were people of God. Amen. Seemed like strange instruction, unconventional warfare. Weird instructions. But Josh said, this is what God said to do. Amen. So I said, well, if that's what God said to do. So they lined up just exactly like the Lord told them to do, and they marched around there, and they come back to camp. And then the next morning, said they got up early. They marched around again, and they come back to camp. Done that for 6 days. And then the 7th day, He got them up really early. He said, all right, today, He said, we're going to march around 7 times. He said, when I tell you, praise God, He said, you're going to blow a trumpet, I'm going to shout. Amen. And when they did, guess what? Have you ever thought, Brother Bill, what they shouted? They said, glory to God in the highest. Amen. God praise. That's what we shout about, ain't it? You know, it amazes me. We'll go down to the ball field and we'll shout for these little old young'uns. Ah! Like we're lunatics. We get down the house of God and we won't even raise our hand and say amen. 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 The Bible said when they got there and they went around the 7th time, and they got there and they said they blew the trumpet and they shouted, and they said the walls fell straight down. Amen. Now you're talking about great big walls, thick walls, that should have stood on their own. But they just tumbled over. Now something had to break those walls up for them to be able to follow. If not, you'd have had a big old a hula hoop rolling around next to Jericho. Amen. I know I got a weird mind, but God just let them fall down flat. And look what it says, God take them out of the way, and He'll let you enter straight in into the presence where He'd have you to be. That's what God will do for you if we'll let Him today. Don't just keep circling your Jericho. Amen. Praise God. Trust in the Lord and the power of His might so that He can help you to get to where you need to be. Where are you at today when it comes to the Lord? Are you saved and you know it? You say, well, preacher, nobody can be saved and know it. Yeah, you better know it. Amen. He said, but Peter said, make you call an election sure. You say, how do you do that? Do you remember when the Holy Ghost, the God dealt with your heart, showed you as an old sinner? Amen. God pricked you and said, hey, listen, you're a sinner. You've done things that's broke the heart of God. Amen. It convicts your heart. Now, a lot of people have it in their head, but it takes conviction of the heart. I remember that Wednesday night when God convicted my heart. I knew in my head what I needed to do. But boy, that night He got a hold of my heart. I went to old-fashioned altar and I said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. God saved me by His mark. Wrote my name in His Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. Made preparations for me. And ever since then, prayed, hey, I ain't perfect. I will never be perfect this side of eternity, but He's got me His hands. He's working on me. All those little imperfections, He's working that one, a kneading out of me. Because He's the potter and I'm the clay. I'm just on the wheel. I just try to stay in the center of the wheel, which is the center of His will. Amen. And He keeps working on us. See, you don't have to do this by yourself. God Almighty promised to help you. God told Joshua, He said, you don't have to do this by yourself. He said, I'm going to help you. Amen. He said, I'm going to go before you. He said, I'm going to go armed before you. And I'll take care of the enemy. You just follow me. Amen. What about you this morning? Ain't time to just follow the Lord? Just ask God to help us. Amen. Those walls of Jericho, that's our walls, that God just tear them down for us, knock them down so we can just come into the presence of God, come into the promise of the promised land. We can worship God in spirit and truth.